everyone. Well, we're in May, and this is the 23rd of the month, 2018. So let's clear the date for everyone, getting rid of that timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it feels like we need some more of that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. One, there we go. That got cleared. Great. So let's energize your light beam or light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. Stronger, stronger. Boy, it's kind of heavy. I wonder if people are on a different timeline. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening in your life that's connected to you or you connected to it, let's clear that for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, yeah, let me know because the energy feels a little weird. We'll just see if anybody is sensing that right now or during the day. So, anyway, back to you, Michelle.
Okay, hi. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday Night Creation Lightship Show. And, wow, I'm just fascinated. I don't know, Ron, I don't know if you can give us any clue as to what might be different about tonight, or maybe it's the whole day, I'm not sure, but if you get any insight, let us know. You did mention that you thought maybe some people were on a different timeline, so... Speaking of which, we have a question about timeline crashes that I just read. So let me see if I can find that. And if anybody else wants to write in and ask a question, you're welcome to. Our email address is clsquestions@dbsradio.com. So that question was, my internet has not been working due to some technical issues, and I just completed timeline crashes for a situation, and those pages are still up on my tablet, and I need to do some more timeline crashes for another situation. So I just replaced the previous situation with a new situation in the timeline crash windows and started the crashes without the internet. The timer is counting down on each page, and the listener is wondering if they're actually working. So I believe
I had a weird phone call, one of those potential scam things out of Florida. So anyway,
there you go.
That's so Orlando, Florida, potential something.
Yeah, have to block that
scam
number
or something, or spam or whatever. But anyway, yeah, as long as your timer is running and you can be off the internet, no problem. So we've mentioned that many times to people because they take the space clearing or one of the clearings in their car with them on road trips. So as long as your timer's counting away, you're hooked up. You're getting clearings done to you through the light beam on the screen. So back to you.
Yeah, it's true. Once you open a window, you can disconnect from the internet and you are in that clearing. So you can change the what you write in there, and then you can turn it on, and it's good, and it's working. So woo-hoo, that's awesome. It is kind of a fascinating feature and really good one. So okay. Well, thank you very much, Ron. I know I wasn't able to mention this, but for the call last weekend, it was for bone and bone marrow. That was really a fantastic call. I think a lot got done. So hopefully that strengthened our bones as well. I'm sure it did. I know I actually feel much better, so thank you for that. Okay, the next one says, I purchased the spirit barcode removal for my brother and sister, and would purchasing the spirit in the box clearing help to strengthen their spirit barcode removal?
That clearing is not the spirit in the box. That's a special clearing that I do. And that's only on a conference call. So
there's no way you can even input spirit in the box on the website. It won't work.
Yeah. And you have a spirit in the box clearing coming up on June 30th, so that's the end of next month, at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I think they're wondering if they should, they bought the spirit barcode removal for other people, and they're wondering if they should also get them on that special call. Would it help? It would help for the spirit in the box clearing, but it won't do anything more, I think, for the spirit barcode removal, because once you do that, that's done, right?
Yeah, that's complete. That's once you do it, it's complete and done.
Okay. So they're good. If they happen to pass on, they're good. They can get out of here. So for any new listeners, that is a very important clearing, and it's good to talk about and just let you know that you may want to do that, especially if you're the only person who knows about this. There is an absolute door out of here in case you happen to, you know, have a very bad accident that is fatal or something happened. It's called the spirit barcode. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm thinking of the wrong one, actually. But the spirit barcode removal. Oh, no, that is it. It is. It's so it removes your barcode so that the aliens can't find you and nab you if you die. They can recognize your spirit and send you back, basically coagulates you from all the places that your spirit has gone during your lifetime and pack you all together and stick you in another body, and you probably don't want that to happen. So you do the spirit barcode removal, and then if you should happen to die, you can actually get out of here. They can't find you. They can't read your barcode anymore.
Very good.
Do you want to say anything more about that one?
No, that's it. You covered it very nicely.
Yeah, I think that when you're first starting out with this, besides the emotional whole life clearing and mental, you definitely want to get that one because, you know, you want to make sure that you can go, especially in case, you know, like I said, you're the only person who knows about this. It's kind of difficult to explain to people sometimes. Okay. But if you want to get the spirit in the box clearing for other people, I believe that call is it $20, Ron?
It'll be a $50 call.
Oh, $50. Okay. And that one is very good. And it is, you know, you can do it for other people. It's not probably going to benefit you, but, you know, it might benefit them a great deal. So, but do you want to explain what that is? Because it is kind of a very fascinating healing.
Oh, boy. It's probably the most traumatic energy that I've seen doing clearings. So, it's sort of like going to a graveyard and digging up somebody that's buried maybe, you know, in a casket in the 1800s or something, and looking at the decay and the skeleton of that person. And so with the spirit could be completely fractured, missing pieces of it, et cetera, being half eaten. I mean, it's like the most terrific thing that I've ever seen. Next to the one that would be after that would be seeing the placenta energies. As you saw your placenta and felt the energy of it as it was being taken away, maybe destroyed or sold to somebody for research. So that's the second one that's the most traumatic. But the spirit in the box brings back to you and restores back to you parts that have been missing from your spirit, probably from your initial incarnations here. So we find, you know, like the graveyard of spirits. That's basically kind of what it is, and it's not very pleasant to look at. If anybody has more input on that, I'd be happy if you could maybe comment on it to tell other people how they felt or how you felt, how they might experience this here. For me, it's a very, very intense clearing. So back to you.
Oh, yes. Well, I do remember when it was first spoken about that it was said, let's see, that you would go down and basically see this graveyard and you could find people's spirit. And they were all in different varying, like you said, positions of decay or something is going on with them. Maybe they're stuck in something, but they're somewhat in general in boxes being kept there as if throughout the ages, if you've been here before, and many of us have, that, you know, they took your spirit, they stuck it there, they did something to it, and it's just being kept there to, like, use the energy. But during this healing, you go down there and you find the ones for the people that have chosen to do this call, and you find our particular boxes, and you release them so that hopefully that bit of that person's spirit will come back to them, or at least not be in the graveyard anymore. And it does help. And I know that you said that we could get this healing for people that have passed on, even though they may have been reincarnated if they passed on before they found you and then they were reincarnated immediately, and that it might help who they are now. So it's very interesting, yeah. So
during the clearing, I actually find them, and you may sense the energy coming back to you as your spirit's being released, and then also having healing done to it, et cetera, being put back into light. So you're not looking yourself in the graveyard, you know, with your name on it, we'll say, or something. You know, you're just maybe sensing, seeing what's going on. Hopefully you don't see any of that, because it is pretty traumatic. But anyway, we'll see if anybody would like to comment. I hope we have some people who could comment on this clearing tonight to finish answering the question. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it is. Okay, so I don't know what else to say about it, but I'm sure you'll speak about it, you know, before that on a few more shows. So it's a good one to do. Okay, I'm actually going over an email here. It's a bit about Fukushima. Somebody has written in. They live around the Laguna Beach area, which is in Southern California, maybe an hour or so below Playa del Rey, or where Los Angeles would be if you went to the beach. Santa Monica, about an hour below that. So I can read this one. It says, a couple of weeks ago, you related your beach experience and asked if anyone had any observations on the effects of Fukushima in their area. So in Laguna Beach, I am sorry to report that there are major effects. At low tide, you used to be able to see many orange and purple starfish. Now there are none. Tide pools are barren and nearly empty. There is a large rock formation off the coast called Seal Rock. You used to be able to see many seals climbing the rocks and listen to their barking. Now you rarely see a seal and it is quiet. Many baby seals in the last few years have beached themselves on a rocky and somewhat inaccessible area. They are alone and starving. I climbed down there with fish to feed one. The baby seal refused the food. In the last stages of starvation, they will refuse the food because they are probably intending to die. People rushed up during this occasion when this happened and wanted to get a picture with the seal, otherwise known as a selfie. And the person told them to please leave the seal alone, that he's in distress and will probably be dead by morning. They seemed shocked, completely unaware, and moved away. As I climb back up the cliff and look down, the fish pieces are still there next to the seal. There are no seagulls. In the past years, there would have been many gulls wanting to seize the piece of fish that he left there. Some scientists say the Fukushima radiation destroyed the plankton, which is located on the top layer of the ocean. This is the beginning of the food chain and it is being destroyed, and the effects are being felt all along the food chain. I carry a small nuclear radiation detector on my keychain. 7 years ago, or 7 years after the event, it is still going off periodically. I believe if every school child had one of these detectors in their backpacks, America would finally wake up and be concerned. My detector often goes off at certain times of the day, and I believe it has to do with temperature and when the onshore wind picks up. It goes off on certain roads, and these roads line up with breaks in the coastal hills where the ocean breezes could come through. It also goes off in large buildings because there are so many air conditioning units on the roof, and the outside air and radiation comes in and makes contact with you and the merchandise you are going to purchase. The only place that seemed safe was my dentist's office. That's interesting. He used allergy filters on his air conditioner unit, and that helps to keep the radiation out of the air, but take care in changing filters. Oh, so he says you have to keep changing the filter. It is not just California. I gave a keychain, it's called Nuke Alert, to a friend in Utah. In years past, when mine is going off at a constant pace, I have emailed him, and he is experiencing the same thing. It all comes in on the jet stream, down from Alaska, and from there all over the country. Radiation is deadly material, and we need to shut down our nuclear plant. So again, the name of that little keychain is called Nuke Alert, N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T. That is interesting. I used to also go down to Laguna. I know where this is, and I do know that there used to be a lot of starfish and tide pools and fun stuff like that. So that's sad if they are empty now.
Okay, yeah. So that's the reality on the law of cause and effect timeline, and it's not on the new Earth. So unfortunately, that's what most of the population is looking at and facing, and it is disturbing. That's why you want to switch to the new Earth energy, but you still may be in, watching the old Earth having these situations going on. So, yeah. So I guess back to you. I guess
Well,
the seagulls came inland, you know. I've always wondered why they're inland. Now I can see why. So back to you.
Oh, that's interesting because, yeah, around here we have a river and there is no loss of seagulls. So maybe they're just in here. I'm in the Midwest. And they all seem to be like lots of seagulls in this area. So, yes, maybe they are inland a little bit more. I always thought it was fascinating. I was like, why are there seagulls here? I'm in Wisconsin. So, okay. Let's see. Is there any healing you want to do about that, Ron, before I move on?
Yeah, I'll do the mind a heart drop. Get people into the present moment. So here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, so back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Okay, so this one says, my spirit told me I don't have much anger in my anger body. On Friday's show, Ron said by age 10, most of our bodies are contaminated. However, on the website, it says no one needs all the clearings. So is it safe for me not to do the anger body clearing. I don't need all the energetic body clearings, just the ones I'm living in, right?
No, that's not correct. You need clearings to help yourself. As soon as you start thinking of a clearing or what it is, you're using mind energy. So you're using the mind to tell you what to use or do and what not to do. So you do the clearings as, you know, just for preventative maintenance. All I can tell you is that the people who do, you know, maybe a half a dozen whole lifetime clearings feel much better. And then after that, they start looking for more whole life clearings to do because each one helps them. So as far as thinking that you don't need an anger body or a sensory body or something, you know, more than likely you may need something like that. And, you know, I don't know if your spirit can really communicate 100% with you that way, saying you don't need something. So, you know, the fact that, you know, a lot of people who think they don't need something, that's one that's very, very important to do. And somehow the mind comes in and talks them out of it. So I don't know what to say with your situation, but, you know, if you came on and you said, Ron, I did about 10 to, you know, 6 to 10 clearings, whole lifetime clearings, and I feel pretty good, then at that point you'd be able to evaluate yourself if you need that clearing. It sounds like you've only had a few clearings, and you think that you're done. Remember, you don't know what your ancestors have went through. That's why you need the clearings. So you're actually clearing your ancestor, that ancestors that are connected to you in your DNA. And that's why the clearings are there, to clean you out, to get rid of those dense energies. So, back to you.
So you're basically saying that because you are even thinking about whether or not you need it, it's probably something that you may need.
That is correct, yeah. Yep, the answer's in the question.
Yeah, like it's on your radar, so it might be something that you might actually benefit from. That is an interesting clearing, Ron. It seems to me almost kind of like the fear clearing. Like, you may not think that you are in fear, but it's been a pervasive energy on this planet that we're all just kind of swimming in. And when you do the fear clearing, you'll go, oh, wow, I didn't feel like I was in fear, but wow, I feel different now and better, more relaxed. And so I must have needed it. And the anger one, I know people have had the experience that they could go, well, you know, I'm not really angry, but again, it's like the fear. It's kind of a pervasive energy that is just around, and you may also pick up from other people. But people have they almost feel guilty for feeling angry, and so they don't want to be like, oh, I'm angry. But it's actually okay to admit that, you know, hey, something might bother you. You know, maybe, and it's okay to clear that, you know, so I say go for it, but, okay, let's see. This one says, I'm enlisted, and my friend, who is not enlisted, but super into guns and the military, shot me in the back with some type of invisible gun, and it hurt when he was talking about guns. Can we have a sample clearing for this? Huh, they must have been, like, playing around or something.
So, did I understand you stating that his friend is in the military?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said, and he used one of his weapons on this person?
No, they were kind of playing and shot him with, like, an invisible gun, like, you know, like, ha-ha, bang, you know, but he is actually in the military, and his friend actually felt the invisible gun, like, as the joke, he actually felt it.
Yeah, okay. So, another way of maybe stating that is that the person's friend is in the military, a military, whatever military it would be, and from there they have weapons that they're using on this timeline. And so what he did is he brought in the timeline that he's using this weapon, and down here on a different timeline, shot the friend and he felt it. So that's what I understand. So we'll clear that energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's cleared off. And I'll do this for, you know, naturally other people. I'm trying to look at a different way of presenting this. So there are things going on timelines that can harm you and hurt you. So let's look at that. And so if you had some unexplained pain, energies attached to you, connected to you, maybe you woke up in the night with some kind of uneasiness, not knowing what it was, we'll release that from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, that feels good. Okay, so back to you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Okay. All right, our next person writes in. They say, "Hi, I just bought the timeline crashes. It says to enter a non-emotional issue. However, I thought the timeline crashes could be used for emotional issues such as anger. Am I okay to enter emotional issues into the advanced timeline crash?"
Yeah, of course, yes. Uh-huh.
I think that list of non-emotional issues, I think it's a list of different aspects or where you think that's coming from.
Yeah, I would think that also. Yeah, the only reason why you're on timelines is because you're living in a different reality. And those realities typically are emotional. So that's why you want to clear the event or situation. So back to you.
Okay. So, all right, and then there's a second part to that. It says also a second question. Do we have to timeline crash all timelines on an issue so they can't be recreated, or are we good to stop when we feel the relief?
That's up to you. I would probably do more than you think you need. When you feel the energy leaving you and you go, "Wow, I'm glad that's over with," I would probably do maybe half again as many as you've already done. Make sure that there's no other timelines that will be maybe reenacted or that will not have the same intensity to it. So I would do half again as many.
Okay. Yeah, and it also helps to kind of word it a little bit different or maybe change it a little bit as well sometimes, like make sure you get all the aspects around there. Yeah, you know, an issue could have many angles, basically. And
yeah,
I know...
I got a scenario. So one would be is you have a car accident and you're really in fear of seeing red blood. And you look down upon yourself in the car accident, and you see yourself bleeding out. So that would be one that would, you know, really frighten you. So you do the timeline crash for, you know, losing blood, we'll say, but bleeding out. It may not be that you died, but you're, you know, you are bleeding. Because of that one, maybe you do 1,000 timeline crashes. Well, also attached to that timeline, what about your pain? Your body has pain. And it also has trauma, so you may want to do those two clearings. But you just saw the blood, so you're still hooked up. So that's the way you kind of work with timeline crashes, is you want to look at, you know, different ways of you viewing what's going on, different aspects, different ways that can hook you up, and then you're going to feel much better. So that's it.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to, thank you, Ron. I'm going to forward an email to you. Okay, so, yeah, anyway, I was going to add something to that, and that's that if you think that there's another aspect or angle or way to look at it, then, you know, there probably is. There's probably something else that you still need to do, so just go ahead and crash it. Be all-inclusive. Get all the different ways, because, yes, you don't want to be put on something else, like you said. Okay, so I am just trying to compose an email here real quick to send this one off.
Okay, what I want to do is a clearing for people who have maybe a crank neck, a pain in the neck or something, that bothers you. So here we go. I'll talk to them better to release the energy from you, and you might feel wonderful afterwards. Boy, oh wow. Somebody has something out there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So, let's see how your neck is doing. So, back to you.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, so we answered this actually earlier, but we said it really quick. So that somebody's asking how much is the spirit in the box call. I think you said it was $50. Is that right?
Yeah, both calls next month will be $50.
Okay. Alrighty. Question about the Alien Freedom Bundle. First, thanks for this great bundle. I have been putting off doing this, and I am inundated by numbers, repeated digits, and et cetera, number issues. So I have done natal barcode many times and keyword intercept, and nothing with the numbers has changed. Actually, it has gotten worse. I think the aliens know that all the clearings I am doing will take me off their attack list, and they are holding on to anything they can. I know I was abducted 2 weeks ago when I totally misplaced my keys, and they ended up found by my local police department. Wow. I know I misplaced them, but I couldn't retrace my steps to find them. I was like a blank slate. And so let's see here. They kind of go into what the bundle includes. So clearing one in the bundle is the alien barcode removal. There are 7 steps, and the first 4 steps are 60 minutes each. So that one includes alien blood parasites, alien blood waste products, alien blood odd harmonics, alien blood barcode. So the question is, do you recommend doing each of these steps longer than 60 minutes?
It just depends what you think you need. You know, doing a clearing one time is not enough. So as you do it for, say, 1 hour for clearing, that's the first time that you've done that. That's why the bundles are longer in physical time, so you can do, you know, more than one clearing. So you may want to rotate them out, two different ones, and keep on it. So back to you.
Okay, and the other question is, what is your recommendation for repeating this clearing?
That's up to you. Yeah, I can't really say how often to do it. You know, just do it as often as needed. Or, you know, it's hard to say because you're going to be using, you'll probably be using your mind energy to think if you need it or not, okay? So that'll tell you that you probably don't need it as much because it's effective. So, you know, naturally, you know, look at it as, what do I need to do? I'd say you probably do the, each clearing about 50 times. So, back to you.
Okay, great. And then they have a couple other questions. So it says, clearing two in the bundle is the alien energetic slime body coat removal. And there are three options. Option one has the chakra clearing, the heart clearing, lungs clearing, and blood clearing. Each is 30 minutes. Can you, and is it better to do more than 30 minutes for the steps?
Yeah, you could do as much as you want, yes.
Okay.
A lot of people get into their computers and they run the clearings at night when they're sleeping.
Yeah, that is true. You can just let it run for a little while to make sure you feel completely clear. And then the option two is, in the same one, there is a 10-minute skin misting water option. So do we have our spray bottles and hold it for activation?
Yeah, you could do that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And then they also say, clearing three in the bundle is the alien energetic web coat removal and oxygen infusion. So that's slightly different than the previous one, which is the slime body coat removal. Okay. So energy field clearing, most people have only 12 layers, so you may not need to do all 20. This person says that they did do all 20 of the different energy fields. And their question is, can this one be run with more than one window open?
Well, you can. Like I say, most people will not do more than three windows at one time because they find that, you know, like I've said, you know, hundreds of times here probably, you know, you don't want to have your body get sluggish on you because integrating and releasing energies from you to bring in the energy that you cleared away. It has to come into balance. So it has to go through its own process, balance itself out. So, you know, three clearings, windows are very adequate. You could try more. The more you do, the more you have a chance of becoming very tired during the clearing. Okay? So it's up to you, you know. And each clearing will be, you know, different than the one that you've done before. So just know that. Because you did maybe six on a couple of clearings, that you could do six on the next one, you might get wiped out. The body might be very, very tired, given that negativity released out of it. Remember, it has to seek balance. And the body, you know, doesn't always respond instantly. The healings do work instantly, but your body doesn't always respond to the situations and stuff that you've been through, so you have to release it. And your body has its own healing time on it. So, back to you. Sounds like you're maybe having trouble, Michelle?
What's that?
Got a mute button on? Okay, there you are. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, they just wondered if they should repeat it, but I guess it's, you know, if they feel they need to. Or if they get re-slimed.
Yeah. Okay, I can move a little bit here. How's that?
That's so much better.
I just
moved 1 foot. Okay, I'm good.
Okay, sure. Let's see if you were.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, now.
Testing.
Yes,
that's better.
It's still intermittent for some reason.
Well, okay. How's this?
Should I maybe try to call it back?
No, let me just go forward here with my car. Maybe I'm in a dead spot. Okay, how's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is better?
It's a little bit better, yes, and I can, yes.
Okay.
All right, then, line 432, you're on.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle, so here we are. Anything else
yep.
we need to answer?
Yep, there is one last part. It says, so the clearing 4 in the bundle is the abduction barcode removal. And the question is this one to run often? So it's the abduction. I feel like I have been going to rides quite often, so they feel they're getting abducted.
I would say that's correct, yeah. And also, are you visiting strange websites out there or reading about aliens or things like that? So you might want to note that. A lot of people have problems because they're web surfing looking for stuff, you know, and when that happens, then all of a sudden you get hooked up. So back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was very thorough, listener. I'm glad you're getting into that healing. So that's the Alien Freedom Bundle. It has many different aspects, and I'm just going to read them all again really quick in case anybody wants to be interested in that one. It includes the alien blood barcode removal, the alien energetic slime body coat removal, the alien energetic web coat removal, and oxygen infusion, and also the abduction barcode removal. So that is a very good inclusive bundle. And, of course, when you do the bundles, you're getting a really good deal as opposed to buying them all individually. Oh, okay. Ron, we have a testimonial about the bone marrow call. Hi, I just want to share that I thought the second time around for the bone and bone marrow conference call was very powerful. I am especially feeling the spinal adjustment. It's very wonderful coming from source. I stretched and heard what sounded like gravel moving into place. This was different, not the normal popping sound. I have seen many chiropractors over the years. Thanks to CLS, I removed their energies and cordings and can experience the real deal now. 40 years ago, the chiropractic was considered quacks and not real doctors. I always wondered why the allopathy people didn't like them. But they've cleared that energy, so they feel better now. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, you did a spinal adjustment. You always do spinal work on those calls, so that was really good. Okay, Ron, you know what, would you be able to do a healing for getting the energy off of the last couple of people that shook our hands?
Yeah, I could do that or hugging also. So here we go. I'll first do hands and I'll do hugs. And the hugs would probably be maybe on your chest area and on your back. So first two hands or depends what hand you use typically. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And the next one would be hugging. So typically, if you have a big stomach sticking out, that will be affected. Or, women with breasts who don't have a big stomach, that's going to be the major impact of having a hug. And so your breast would be typically the target there, and also maybe your stomach. And here we go. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. And now you have where the person put their hands around you, maybe over your shoulders or around you some way, where they hugged you from, you know, your hands being and arms being behind your body, touching your body. Let's read these out from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. So helpful. I could feel it leaving my hand. So, all right, this is about some tree conversations that I think were done on Monday. Well, Ron, I have been doing what you suggested. I see many logging trucks here in the North Woods. We had cold and snow in March and April, so many trees were harvested around here. I asked the trees if their spirits are with them, if they would come with me, and then I will set them free back into the woods. I tell them to pick a tree. Last week, I had to bring down a couple very large pines. They were uprooting and leaning right from my garage. I told the tree spirit to pick another tree to live in. Doing the CLS clearings, I felt no emotions, like I had much compassion for all the trees in the past. Been happy that Ron said we could help the trees from this trauma. I did ask two men cutting the trees, what do you do about the tree spirit? Their response was nothing. We leave it up to the trees. So that's very helpful. Can we do that if a tree, even if it's it was maybe taken down like a week ago or a few days ago?
Yeah, the tree could, I would say yes. The tree is probably going to be typically in the same location of where the tree used to be. The spirit would be there. So, yes, I would say that would be correct. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So we just speak out loud.
Yeah. Yes, no problem.
Okay, good. Yeah. You want to help out the trees and the animals when you can. They're so nice to have around. So glad they're still here. Okay. Regarding a question that a listener had on Monday's show about bed bugs, I would say that the space clearing would help, as there is an option to clear ants, mice, rats, pests. And that's one thing that you can choose in the space clearing. Hope this helps if they are listening today. Thank you, listener.
Right.
Yeah, because they're little critters. They're pests. They're added into that section, so that would work. And I have done it for that in places, and it really helped. This call was very deep and profound. Can spirits be imprisoned in rocks in canyons? And they're speaking about the spirit in the box clearing.
Can it be imprisoned in canyons? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like in rocks.
In rocks. I don't think so.
Okay. So it's different. The spirit in the box is a different thing.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, you're not in rocks, to my knowledge.
Okay.
You're like in an alien graveyard for spirits where they can harvest your spirit. So back to you.
Okay. All right. This next person says, I did the soul family disconnection about mid-March 2018, and it did great to help us become invisible to certain individuals that were targeting my mother and myself with hexes and spells. However, when we had to interact with one of those individuals in particular because of a legal situation we are dealing with, that person immediately restarted the spells and hexes on us, especially on my mother. It seems that whenever we had to interact with them, they start to attack us again. I was just wondering why this person would continue to attack us, even though I regularly do the soul family disconnection.
Yeah, you don't know what they see in you as far as a past life where maybe you could have harmed them or something. You don't know that. So your body is radiating something like that to them, and they're responding. You may want to look at doing a seven generational clearing for that person of a certain issue that you may have.
So,
like betrayal. You know,
that's what I would suggest. Do you have anything else you could add on that one, Michelle?
Well, they can also do the dark side practitioner, because if that person is, you know, clearly sending out their negative energy thinking about you, then that would be dark side practitioner energy. And let me see, curses, that's the spell, soul family disconnection. Yeah, dark side practitioner is a big one. Okay, and then they actually have a second part of their question that says, I clear our psychic billboards daily and have done several whole lifetime clearings for us both, including the curses, hexes, spells. Oh, they have already done the dark side practitioner clearings. Is there anything we can do to stop these attacks? So they've already
keep doing off and on the dark side practitioner clearing. Maybe do, remember, if they're practicing doing something to you, the last clearing that you did only worked up to the time that you did the clearing. So if you felt their energy coming to you, say, 2 weeks ago, and you did that clearing and it took it away, well, that's done at that point. The clearing does not work into the future, because the future in source energy doesn't exist, only works in the now. So your current now is that you're feeling an energy coming to you from this person. That's a different time, a different now, so redo the clearing again. You may want to get the unlimited version so you can do it more often as you sense the energies coming to you. Or just keep it on your, you know, maybe do it once a week on your computer. So back to you.
Yeah, and also if you have the unlimited version, then if you know you're going to see this person or you have to deal with them in person, you can put it up before you go do that, and it'll make it so that you don't have to feel that person's energy as much, which is nice. And you can do it for not get the clearing for them, but you can do it for your thoughts towards that person as well, so to clear both ways so that there isn't a connection. Okay, let's see here. Is there a link posted on the website, or do we do the donation for, oh, this is for the special blood conference call. I'm not sure when that is. When is this? Is there a special blood conference call? It says 5/26. Oh. Is that the call you were talking about, Ron, on Saturday?
Very possibly, yeah. I don't know if it's promoted much or not. I thought I had one coming up this Saturday, but I will be doing one for blood then, since the person mentioned it. What you could do is send, if you're interested on today's show, send the information about the call, about what you heard about today, to CLS questions, or even to myself, and it's a $20 call, and we'll do a call this coming Saturday for that. And if you could let me know where you found the information, because I think it was maybe sent out a while back, but I need to know where it came from. So I thought I had a call, because I just did one extra call for the bone marrow call because people wanted to come on it, and I had planned, I thought anyway, to do a call, you know, at the end of the month for blood. So, yeah, if you could send us that information, wonderful, that'd be great. And so we will be doing a call this Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific time, a couple-hour call, two-hour call for $20, dealing with blood.
Oh,
so it's time to, it's time to leave here. It's about 5 minutes till. So we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. And here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you. And, you know, send information if you need to for this call this coming Saturday, last Saturday of the month. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. We'll see you later.